Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
7 The Fan. It is a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. I love those buffalo wings I just housed from Pink Quarter Sports Tavern. Shout out to Mike. Thank you, buddy. We're going to have Wes Moore join us in about 10 minutes. One quick thing I wanted to tell is I met a listener last night at MGM National Harbor in kind of an interesting way. I was peeing. I was at the urinal by the sports book. And I was talking to someone else. And this dude said, "Hey," I was like, "What?" You know, the casino, the bathroom situation at the casino is always interesting because you never know who has cash on them. And it's just kind of a, I feel like there's always like a somebody could get jumped vibe in men's rooms at casinos.
I don't know where you get these vibes from, though.
I'm a vibe guy.
You think weird.
And this dude goes, "Hey." And I go, "Yes." He said, "Be Mitch and Finley." And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Are you him?" I said, "Who?" He said, "Be Mitch and Finley." So I said, "Yeah, I'm B. Mitch." And then I walked to go wash my hands. And he shouts, he's still hands full at the urinal. And he said, "Hey, come back here." I said, "No, you're at the urinal." He's like, "I want to talk to you." And I was like, "Well, come here to the sink." And he ended up being this awesome dude. He was really, really cool, really funny. He asked if we could take a picture together. I said, "Sure." And then he wanted me to do it with my phone. And I was like, "Dude, I don't really want this picture." Like,
send it to him and he's
your number. We can use your phone. We weren't sharing numbers. But the best was, so he starts hanging out with us a little bit, and I'm chilling with Bees, and Bees asked me something, and this dude was hanging out. I wish I remembered his name. He told me a really cool story that his family immigrated to the U.S. when he was 10 years old from India, and the first football game he ever saw was the Redskins, and his life has just been devoted ever since.
All right.
The highlight of it, I thought, was I was chatting with Bees about something, and he said something. I was like, "I don't know, man. He's the boss." And I said, "He's the boss," talking about Bees. To which point, the guy goes, "Oh, that's CK?"
You know, the whole story, just don't know nobody.
So shout out to that
one word of advice. If you listen to something, find a picture so you can know who people are. Let's do that.
I want to be clear. If anybody just shouts "B. Mitch and Finley" at me, I'm going to tell them I'm Brian Mitchell every time.
And if they believe you, then they're just as crazy as you are.
Daniel Jones gets released by the Giants.
Yeah.
If you're him.
Business deal.
Sure. And due to John Mara's credit, look, John Mara has made a bunch of bad bets as of late, right? Like they just can't get the hires right.
Yeah.
But I think John Mara tries to run a class organization, and the Giants have been that. And so the Giants put out a statement about an hour ago, said, this is from John Mara. Daniel came to see me this morning and asked if we would release him. We mutually agreed that would be best for him and for the team. Daniel has been a great representative of our organization, first class in every way. His handling of the situation yesterday exemplifies just that. We are all disappointed in how things have worked out. We hold Daniel in high regard and have a great appreciation for him. We wish him nothing but the best in the future. If you're Danny Dimes, B, and you get your release, now, terms of the contract is that he's got to clear waivers because nobody wants to pick up that contract. So he's not going to get signed most likely until Monday because there's like a 48-hour rule. If you're Danny Dimes, do you want a chance to start right away? Or do you want to go back up Josh Allen, Mahomes? And you want to go put yourself in a playoff situation? He's going to have interest.
He may have interest, but I think ultimately if he has a chance to start or back up, any player will take the starting route.
I hear that. He's made a boatload of money. He's already cleared $100 million.
Still.
Here's my question, though. Very few things work better for former first-round picks than sitting and letting people just remember the potential of the player. If he goes, like, what are some teams he could go to and play? The Raiders?
Yeah, but still, see, you think that. That player who's in it never thinks, I got to go sit. They think they're good enough to start. They think they were first-rounder. Darnold had no
Baker
choice.
Baker did.
Baker had no choice either. They were cutting. They got cut and went to teams, so they had to sit. But this dude right now is in a position, if there are teams open that's going to give him an opportunity to start, he's jumping on that.
So, eventually the Jets, Rodgers is going to quit. Although they have Tyrod, I think, right?
Yep.
I mean, let's look at the bad teams. I think the Saints could make sense if something happens to Carr. The Raiders make sense because you got Minshew and the O'Connell, I think, and neither of those guys are any good. The Jags have Mac Jones, so I don't think they'd be interested. The Titans, I think what he would need is like an injury to open up a real opportunity. Did you notice that Brock Purdy's getting MRIs all of a sudden?
I heard you say that earlier. And listen, man, Brock Purdy's been beat up this year. And when you get hit a lot, you start to feel things. And it's best for him. But I still, look, man, Daniel Jones, he's going to be out there. If someone offer him a chance to start, I don't think, if you're a true competitor, you're not going to take the backup role. You're going to take that starting role.
Brock Purdy is questionable right now, I think.
If I could go back up there and you say, and they say, well, Brock's questionable, we're going to probably move you up, I'll go there.
Brock Purdy usually talks to the media on Thursday, wasn't available yesterday. Somebody's going to talk today. Now, they're 3 hours behind us, so just something to keep an eye on. I don't know what happens with Danny Dimes. It's going to be interesting to watch. I'm also really glad Washington doesn't have to deal with that kind of stuff. Nobody go anywhere. Maryland Governor Wes Moore joins us next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Only one dude cool enough to come out to regulators, and that, of course, is Maryland Governor Wes Moore joining us now. Hello, Gov. How you doing, man?
What's going on, guys? I heard my walk-on music, so I called in.
Thank you, as always, for making time for us, dude. What do you think? We're getting some snow. Are you getting snow wherever you may be?
We're getting snow, man. We're getting snow. It's good though. But listen, I remind people, it's the end of November. Like this is what happens. So, but I tell you what though, honestly, this is great football weather.
Yeah.
This is when it turns into really fun football weather. So this is good.
Did you get to watch last night? Snow football is the best, and I imagine you had some interest on that AFC North battle last night.
Oh, yeah, it was great. I loved it. I loved the game. I loved the result. I loved watching the Steelers get knocked down. It was great.
Go
Browns.
You're a busy fella, Gov, so this may not have crossed your radar yet. The Giants just released Daniel Jones.
Yeah, it's wild. But here's the thing. I have a lot of respect for it because there's a lot of teams who just hold on to baggage just because. And listen, it's not – he's still going to have to – he's still going to get his money. He's going to be, you know,
right.
You know, on his way, and I'm sure somebody's going to pick him up. But if you – I mean, I'm a big believer in just a leadership philosophy. Don't waste time wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not going to be the guy, then don't waste time wasting time. You have got to figure out what does that situation look like. You've got to be honest about the situation that you find yourself in. They're probably anticipating. I think they're very excited about the next draft, and they're already starting to put ideas together as to what they're hoping for with that. So if he's not going to be the guy, don't waste time wasting time.
I like that. Don't waste time wasting time. Sadly, I don't always live.
And
by
once
that.
You walk in somebody's office and say, "Can you release me?" Oh, I'm releasing you.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Bye. Especially when I know legally, when you ask to be released or you quit, you don't get paid. Bye.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I also wanted to thank you. Last night I was at MGM National Harbor, had a lot of fun, drove back, and it had me go back through the Virginia side, and they had the Beltway closed down to one lane. We got into the great state of Maryland. Beltway was wide open. We were cruising. So
you could
have
went the other way and took forever.
I just want to say thank you for that, Gov.
Yeah. Don't be hating on my state.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
From now on, he's not allowed back in Virginia. He can stay in Maryland the whole time.
All right.
Come to D.C. and stay there.
Anyway. There's nothing there.
I'm there. Hold on now, Governor. Hold on now. We boys now. I'm there.
Gov, I don't know. Your time is always very valuable, so we can get right down to business, or I did have a personal question to ask you.
Of course.
How do you like your wings? Buffalo, barbecue, some people like lemon pepper. Are you a wings man, and how do you like them?
I thought you were going to ask me about beer and grocery stores.
No, that's an issue close to my heart.
I like my wings with Old Bay.
Okay.
Because I think Old Bay is just the perfect combination. It's going to give you a little bit of spice, a little bit of kick. So I don't like them. I don't like them too saucy, where you pick them up and then next thing you know, like your whole hands are just covered. I don't like wings that you gotta give me a whole pack of wet naps in order to eat it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Keep it kind of clean. And I like mine with Old Bay.
Okay,
I like mine dry. And I have my sauce on the side.
I like all wings.
Too. Yeah, I like flats.
Yeah, definitely flats over drums. 100%.
Oh, now that's what. Now hold on. Now that's the debate.
You're a drums guy.
I like flats.
Drums are easy. Here's the thing. I think drums are just easier.
Oh no!
No, flats are better. Drums are easier.
When we get around, and we're gonna eat some wings and drink beer. I'm gonna show you how easy the flats are.
You should
are.
Invite the Gov to your Thanksgiving morning.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not trying to make Miss the Mrs. mad at me.
The First Lady of Maryland. Brian hosts a turkey frying party on Thanksgiving morning every year.
And people normally don't get home in time, Gov.
Most people need naps by 11 a.m.
Oh, I love it. Listen, you need to invite me. I need to come by. But also, I got to tell you, ain't nothing like fried turkey.
Oh, yeah.
Fried turkey is the truth. It's the truth.
We've done a lot of Thanksgiving games over the years, Brian and I, and he would bring in like a Thanksgiving feast. B does Thanksgiving very, very well. All right, we can get down to business.
I'm looking forward to my invite. I'm looking for my invite, B.
All right, I got you.
You're in.
I can eat.
Last thing, since we're getting, you know, pretty polarizing here, are you a ranch or a blue cheese guy?
Oh, blue cheese.
Okay, thank you.
Blue cheese. And so blue cheese is the only right answer.
Correct.
And let me explain. Like, ranch is fine, but I feel like ranch is kind of like the sauce, right? It's like there's nothing that it really adds onto it, right? But if you actually want to add something to the flavor and add something to the texture, because the chunky blue cheese, it actually adds something to the texture as well. Now you're actually talking about something that gets added on. Ranch, I just kind of see as an additional sauce.
Totally, totally agree. All right, you are 36-20 on the year. Talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore. You are on fire picking games. Last week, frankly, the Niners screwed you from another 4-1 week.
They did.
They did. I'm not asking you about the Ravens-Steelers game, because I imagine you don't really want to talk about that one.
I don't know what's going on with Justin Tucker. I mean, the dude is like, he's been automatic his entire career. And this year, if someone would have told me at the beginning of the year that Justin Tucker will be in the bottom half of field goal kickers in accuracy right now, I would literally just tell you, like, I mean, there's a whole lot of things that I wouldn't bet on. That's near the top of the list. So something's really complicated. Something's not going on. Something's not right.
Yeah, it's a weird one with Tucker. So let's start there for this week. You've got the Harbaugh Bowl. The Ravens are going out to L.A. to face the Chargers. John versus Jim Harbaugh. The last time these two coached against each other, I believe, was in that Super Bowl. This is a big game for your Ravens on the road.
Yes. Honestly, it's a huge, huge game for the Ravens. We are going to have – I mean, but honestly, this is going to be one where we are going to have to come over their A game. But the good thing about the Ravens is when the Ravens need to show people just who we are, we do. I'm actually, in many ways, and it's one of the frustrations of my team, is that I'm actually more concerned with the gimmies than I am with the tough ones. We show off when we have to go against the tough teams, and I think that's exactly what's going to happen here. The Chargers are a good team, and with what they did last week against the Bengals, I think you got to pay attention to that. This is definitely an upgraded team from last year. I do, though, think that when you're looking at the offensive weapons that the Ravens continue to have, that Derrick Henry has now got a dozen touchdowns on the season. He's literally leading the NFL in, I think, every single running statistic. And again, you know, and even though I know he's had a complicated go these past couple weeks, you know, Justin Tucker's my guy. And he always presents himself as the X factor in a lot of these big games. So I just think that's kind of where I'm leaning on it. And so I do think we go on the road and we bring back the W.
Okay. I like that. And it'd be a big opportunity to get back into a tie in first place in the division with the Steelers.
That's exactly right. I mean, we got a blessing last night, you know, where the Browns, you know, pulled that win off. We need to capitalize on it.
Okay. I got one that I don't think is that fascinating, but you never know in the NFL. Tampa against the Giants. Bucks, Giants. Yeah. And they just released Daniel Jones. This game's in the Meadowlands. I imagine that place will be empty. Can Baker get that win on the road?
Well, you know, but here's the thing to remember, too. Jones wasn't going to play anyway.
Right.
You know, I think that they had just already decided to start DeVito. And so I actually think that's going to be less of a factor. The thing that does make me a little bit nervous about this game, honestly, is just how beat up the Bucks are. You know, like we talk about, the first thing I will look at every single week, at this, especially this stage of the season, is the injury reports. And the Bucks are pretty beat up. The thing I cannot lose sight on, though, is that while the Bucks are beat up, they are playing one of the worst teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how much of a home field advantage that being at the Meadowlands is going to be.
It's going to be empty.
To your point, where I think that thing's going to be halfway full. So I think that Baker Mayfield, while he probably had his worst week of the season last week, I expect him to bounce back, and I think that the Bucks are going to go on the road and win this one.
Okay, I like that. We'll keep it going here. Eventually, we're going to get to the Commanders, but I think Eagles-Rams is actually going to be a better game than people think. What do you think about Philly flying to L.A. for Sunday Night Football?
Well, you know what's so funny is that if you would have asked me this 4 weeks ago, I would have said that the Rams are gonna beat them, and it's not even gonna be close. The Eagles are just looking really good right now, which I know is also very complicated for the Commanders as well, because I actually thought that the Commanders were gonna run away. If you'd asked me by week five, week six, I would have said the Commanders are gonna run away with the division, and the Eagles are making it really complicated right now. They're actually starting to play together. I think the offense is really starting to click. The offensive line
is looking like the offensive line of 2 years ago. And I think that there's going to be, I think that when you look at them and then Saquon, what he's doing, I think the Eagles are playing really well. And so the Rams, the reason it's going to be a good game is the Rams, I think, have won like four out of their last five. I mean, they're hot.
Yep.
And they're playing well. I just also really believe that these Eagles right now are, they're really starting to click in. So I think the Rams are favored, but I'm going with the upset on this one. I think the Eagles are going to beat them.
Oh, wow. There you have it. On the road, that'd be a really good win for Philly.
It'd be a huge win for them.
Yeah.
Huge win.
And show that everything's under control up there. You know, like early in the year, it was like, oh, my God, is Sirianni going to make it? They have righted the ship.
Eagles should be the better team of those two, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
But I agree, though, that the coaching matters, too. And listen, y'all know since the beginning of the year, I've been on the get rid of Sirianni bandwagon.
Yep, me and you both.
Because I just think he lost the locker room. He lost them last year. But if you cannot ignore what we've been seeing over these past 4 to 5 weeks, I mean, they are really playing good football right now. I mean, they're probably one of the top five hottest teams in the NFL right now, and you can't ignore that.
I mean, they've won six in a row. You're doing something right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep it in California. Actually, I think this is in Lambeau, forgive me. San Francisco 49ers going to Green Bay to take on the Packers. And, Gov, this is kind of news emerging right now that Brock Purdy's at least questionable for this game with a shoulder injury.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think Brock Purdy is a very good game manager. I don't think he's an X factor in the way that, like, Christian McCaffrey is an X factor. And the other thing is that I think the thing that really actually gives me more pause about this is not about Brock Purdy, because I think he's fine. It's actually that Christian McCaffrey's come back looking good, but not great. He has not come back looking like Christian McCaffrey. He had a fine first game. Second game was a bit of a fall off, but he has not come back to full Christian McCaffrey mode yet. And if I'm a 49ers fan, that gives me a lot of pause. And I think, again, if you just look at the injury report for the 49ers, you got a whole lot of folks who are either not playing or are not playing 100%. And, I mean, like some of their best players, Nick Bosa, George Kittle. We mentioned Brock Purdy. So I just think it's really tough talking about going into Lambeau and beating the Packers right now when you're not at 100%. So I think the Packers pull this one off.
I tend to agree with you. And I think Bosa's out. Trent Williams is out. The Niners are just so beat up. Yeah, we're talking with Maryland Governor Wes Moore right now, right here. Of course, the Gov is absolutely on fire. Plus 16 on the year, 36-20 in his NFL picks, 5 a week. Gov, I mean, you've been fantastic. You've been very good when it comes to the Commanders. This is must win. Should be an ass kicking. Whatever you want to call. Dallas is coming to town against Washington.
Must win, will win.
Gotta win.
But I mean, like, listen, again, I as long as Cooper Rush is the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, they're not going to win. I cannot stress this enough. I mean, you have watched the Cowboys just really implode. And it's not even that they're playing bad. They're playing sloppy football.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing undisciplined football. Like, there's just something going on right now with them. And I think when you look at, I mean, the one thing I'm a little nervous about is the fact that Lattimore's still going to be out, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's a hole that I think that's a hole the team is missing, a cornerback. I just don't think that Cooper Rush is going to be able to exploit it. And I think if you're talking about Jaden being back at 100%, you're talking about, Robinson being back at 100%. I think that the Commanders are a handful for a lot of teams right now. And you're not going to be able to, when you are not at 100%, it's difficult to beat the Commanders who are damn close to it at this point. So I think the Commanders hold on to home court, and they're able to knock off the Cowboys at home. And I think it is going to be important, too, because, again, the Eagles are hot. And you got to play strong if you want to stay in that conversation.
For sure. And it's going to be fascinating to watch. Will you be there Sunday, Gov?
You know it.
Oh, I love it.
You know it.
Okay.
You awesome. Know it.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing y'all in person. It's going to be good. What's the weather going to be like?
We
about 54.
I think it's going to be windy and chilly, but nothing crazy. I don't think there's any snow, rain, any of that.
Okay.
So it'll be fun. Okay. And Gov, I got you 36-20 on the year. Let me make sure I got everything right. So Carter doesn't yell at me. I got Ravens, Bucks, Eagles, Packers, Commanders.
That's it.
All right.
That's it. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about that week.
You should. I think I'm with you in every game. I think Ravens Chargers is a bit of a toss up, but I'm with you on all the rest of them. Man.
Yeah, I mean Ravens. I mean on the road in against the Chargers is not an easy game by any stretch of the imagination. But I do think that when you watch what's happening with the Steelers, that they're actually playing really good football, and we took an L from them last week. But you saw what happened to them. Yesterday. This is a real opportunity for the Ravens, because right now there's a real question of, all right, are we elite? Are we elite? Like, i.e. winning the division elite, and i.e. potentially getting a bye in the playoffs elite. Do we have a quarterback who's still going to be in the MVP conversation elite? So there's a lot of questions that I think the Ravens have to answer, but I think we're ready to answer.
Governor, we appreciate your time, sir. Thank you as always.
Of course, y'all. I'm going to see you on Sunday.
All right. See you Sunday. That is Maryland Governor Wes Moore, 36-20 on the season, making his NFL picks. He's going Ravens, Bucks, Eagles, Packers, Commanders. I'm with him on the Bucks. I think I'm with him on the Eagles. I definitely like the Packers and Lambeau. Where are you at on those games, B? Ravens, Chargers.
Ravens.
Even out there?
Yeah. I think the Ravens' defense is good enough to affect that offense. And I don't know if their defense is good enough to stop the Ravens' offense.
We'll see. Now, I do like the Ravens coming off the Steelers' loss. I think generally the opposite tends to happen. I don't know. Maybe I'm a Jim Harbaugh mark. What do you got? Bucks, Giants. You think there's any sort of bounce back with Jones being benched? You think Tommy DeVito, any magic?
Well, he has some magic before. We'll see if he can find that again. I just think when you begin to have players leave, quarterbacks, and how people are treated, and I don't think a lot of people have a lot of faith in the coach or the damn GM, I think you're going to start to see a lot of turmoil going on there.
It's funny that I agree with you first, but it's also funny how we, as a group, and I'm not including you, Brian, because you always point out to not do this, but people are so dismissive of DeVito and Cooper Rush, and DeVito and Cooper Rush have beaten Washington. Now, it was a previous iteration of Washington, previous administration, but, like, the NFL's a wild beast. I like Baker in this spot. I like Tampa in that spot. Eagles going to L.A. to face the Rams. It's kind of interesting that the Chargers are Monday night, the Rams are Sunday night, so it's two games at SoFi Stadium with two teams that are maybe 90 minutes away from each other in Baltimore and Philadelphia. They both have to fly out to L.A. It's just one of those coincidences. Eagles-Rams, what do you got?
Eagles.
It will surprise no one that I like the home underdog there. Jeff, you got a line on that one? Feels like a good week for the system, fellas. We're off to a hot start. Eagles-Rams. Rams getting 3 at home. McVay against Sirianni. Give me the points all day. Packers-Niners, be quick before Lamphill yells at me.
Packers-Niners, I'm going to go with the Packers.
If the Niners lose this week, will enough people finally chill with the Niners are still a top 5, top 10 team in football?
The Niners?
If they lose this week.
They shouldn't be in the top 5 right now.
But everybody keeps saying it.
Well, I'm telling you they're not. Listen, man, all this analytics crap is getting on my damn nerves. They are not good. Okay? I don't care what the hell the numbers say. They're 5-5. They've been losing. They got people hurt, and they're going to have more people hurt. So why are we going to keep sitting up here telling me what the numbers say? What your eyes say, and what are the numbers saying? What are the results saying?
Trust your eyes. People, you're listening to B. Mitch and Fenley. Wendy is here. We might be able to sneak and get a Wendy Knows Sports in. We're going to take a quick break. Nobody go anywhere. Thank you to Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Maybe I'm going through withdrawals. Speaking of withdrawals, I kind of think I'm addicted to candy. I'm eating it like every morning since Halloween, like 4 little pieces of candy.
I guess you are.
It's a problem, dog. B, B. Mitchell Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, baby. Thank you to everybody that called and listened and enjoyed things. Listen, left hand up real quick. I dropped the ball. I wanted to have a spirit guest. My guy Gio Del Fa was going to join us. I forgot to book him. So, Jeff, pop quiz, give us a spirit pride NWSL championship preview, please.
They made it to the championship game, and we hope they win. So, everybody, find the channel wherever the Spirit are playing and watch.
Bang.
There you go.
That,
hell yeah.
Pretty good.
Trinity Rodman and all those crew, man. Support these young ladies, man.
Oh, I got some. Shout out to AI giving me some facts here. So the game is in Kansas City. I can tell you that much. It's on at 8 o'clock Saturday night. I'm going to watch it with the girls. It'll be fun. We're going to let them stay up for it. They're playing Orlando. Orlando has this woman, Marta, who's like a legend. She's Brazilian. And my boy Gio said she's kind of comparable to Ovi. Like, that's kind of her career. But she hasn't won an NWSL Cup yet. So my boy Gio says the NWSL wants Marta to win. So see if you get a line on it, Jeff. Let's see if we can bet on this thing. Orlando has won all four of its regular season meetings with Washington over the last two seasons, including being the only team to sweep the Spirit this year. So Orlando's pretty damn good, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Orlando won 4-1 in the quarterfinal and 3-2 against Kansas City in the semis. Barbara Banda is the third player in NWSL history to score three goals over her first two playoff games.
Okay.
Okay. Go Spirit, man. I think.
Let's go.
We know what the Spirit got. They're going to win. Damn it. Go Spirit. How you feel about your Commanders? You've had two people from Dallas over the last 2 days tell you Dallas ain't got nothing. How you feeling, B?
I am going to always be the same person I've always been, where I don't care about what Dallas has or what they don't do or what they can do. I care about the fact that our team comes out and play their best and focus on what they need to improve upon. If the Commanders come out and play the way that they're capable of playing and not be so concerned about the fact that, oh, we're playing against this team that's been losing all these games, to hell with Dallas's schedule, to hell with their record. Let's improve the things we need to improve upon. Let's get back to how we were pre-Steelers and during the Steelers, and let's catch balls. Let's be on time. Let's not have those untimely penalties. Let's not have little stupid things that are going on.
Turnovers, fumbles.
Let's not have that. Let's get back to what we were, and we win the game. We can't worry about what Dallas is or isn't. No one cares. They may care. We don't. We have to care about us. If we get back to what we are capable of, how we played this year, we kick their ass. If we start favoring what they are and not really focusing on what we can improve, we're going to have a damn problem.
This one's for who? Us. All right, Jeff, pop quiz. The Washington Spirit have a starter with the same last name as a Commanders coordinator.
You said, say that again? My bad.
The Spirit have a starter with the same last name as a Commanders coordinator.
Witt. Kingsbury?
Yes.
Well, I just thought Witt would be more common than Kingsbury.
I don't know that answer, but I know that Aubrey Kingsbury is the Spirit starting goalie, and they won in shootout. I think she saved all three shots.
So the line is, there is no spread, but they have Orlando plus 120 to win.
Wow, Washington's favored.
No, they're plus 210 to win.
So Orlando's got to be minus 120.
No, they're plus 120. That's just weird. Yeah, that's just how soccer works.
No. A lot of sports like that, they don't – both teams – in this situation where it's not about one is minus 115, one is plus 115, in soccer and things of that nature and hockey, field hockey and all that thing, it's about the chance of winning is slim.
Yeah, but in this game, somebody's got to win. It's a championship game. They can't tie.
It's a plus 120 and plus 210.
Wow.
That's not tied.
So, I mean, clearly the Spirit are major underdogs. Go Spirit, go Commanders. Here's our idea. You want to settle up the week, Jeff? Who won the week? Jeff just keeps digging into the food.
No, take bro. It easy, Jeff. I'm trying to clean up so we can be out of here after this.
Shout out to Mike and Penn Quarter Sports.
So this is the standing for the week. In last place at 1-3, Jeff Walker.
I love how you said that proudly.
And it's in third place, Brian Mitchell. He's at 2-3. You lost last night, bro.
I could be how could I be 2-3?
You was 2-1.
I can only be 2-2, dude. You can't be 2-3. What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, I'm just going by what it say here.
You're going by your wrong. Yeah. I'm 2-2.
Well, either way, you didn't win. God dang it.
I'm 2-2.
All right, well, if that's the case, it's a 3-way tie. It's a 3-way tie. Because all y'all 2-2 then. But I had you down at 2-2 yesterday. I don't know how.
You couldn't have me at 2-2 yesterday.
But I picked the big one.
Yeah, you picked the
sister pick.
Yeah,
baby.
you was down 1-2, and then you got your win. So you 2-2.
I am taking the Spirit, so and I'm taking the Rams, and I'm taking the Colts. I'm gonna have a big gambling weekend, Landville. I can feel it. I'm due, baby. Jeffrey, let the people know it is Dallas week.
Oh yes,
everybody have a great week.
It's officially Dallas week. Shout out to my boy Crankington, Drew on the keys for making this banger of a beat. This is week 12. We won Dallas.
One of the most historical rivalries in the National Football League. Washington versus Dallas. Although this rivalry may not mean much to many, to the many people in the DMV, it means a lot. This game brings so many families together, yet it tears so many families apart. Although these teams have a rich history of playing each other, they only met in the NFC Conference Championship twice. And Washington won both times. Since an adolescent, I knew I loved rapping. That burgundy and gold when I got that starter jacket. Watching Santana, the cowboy killer. Man, I remember that Monday night thriller. Or let me take it back to the 6th of November. When Sean scooped it quick after Troy blocked the attempt. Now it's time to go and lace him up again. But this time we gon' beat him with some old friends. Left hand up, it's a party at the Fed. Ain't nobody known to get down like this. Left hand up, get down like this. Ain't nobody known to get down like this. Left hand up, it's a party at the Fed. Ain't nobody known to get down like this. Left hand up, get down like this. Ain't nobody known to get down like this. We need you rocking in your seats. We want Dallas. Rocking in your seats. We want Dallas. Like I told y'all, it means a lot. And to all my fans, don't feed into that build up to knock them down BS that the mainstream do. We here to support our boys. We on the come up. Get your left hand up. Get your left hand up. Get your left hand up. Knuckle Up Records.